When's the last time you got to visit with an artist who participated in a conference about cupcake bras, meat dresses, and other fashionable goodies? Contemporary female pop stars exploit food as sex metaphors. I've got just the girl for you. She's the current Border Arts resident, Jessica Pisana Roberts, here with co-founder of the Border Arts Residency, Willie Ray Parrish, to talk about Leaping the Bull. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I went to your website, jessicapisanaroberts.com, and had the best time I've had in a while.
Well, thank you.
I had no idea what to expect. It was just delightful. Willie Ray, before I start gushing here, would you tell us about the event, when and where?
The event will be May 1st on South El Paso Street at the Loft Light Gallery, 315 South El Paso. That's between Paisano and Overland.
Did you mean Paisano?
Paisano. I mean Paisano and Overland. Oh, sorry.
You've been here long enough. You know that one. And that's a Thursday evening, 7:30 to 11. And what's the cost of admission, so to speak?
Well, there's really no cost of admission, but we do recommend a $10 donation. We are a nonprofit organization trying to support artists in the El Paso area. And contributions are, of course, part of how we do that. We will buy you a drink, though, for that.
Well, all righty. And the recommended donation of just $10 to the El Paso Community Foundation, epcf.org/gift, means you can walk in the door with your head up. So that would be a great thing to do. Now, tell me about this one-day exhibit, Leaping the Bull.
What I'm exhibiting is five new videos. I'm retelling the story of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, which is part of Egyptian myth. So I'm really studying religion in this work. So I'm exhibiting five videos, two stop motion, and three videos that really tell the story of these characters.
So this is something beyond what you have on your website at this point
in
time?
Yes, this is five new videos.
Wow, and this is what you have done while at the Border Arts Residency?
Yes, 10 months. Almost 10 months.
10 months. This is just so stunning what you have done, Willie Ray, to create space for artists to develop new work. How many residencies have you had thus far?
We have had residents since January 1st of 2000. So for 14 years now, we've been supporting artists in the El Paso area.
Had you not had this residency, where would your work be at this point in time?
I'm not really sure. I think it would definitely be a lot smaller. I wouldn't be tackling so much because I also have funding support. So there's a stipend that goes with the residency. So that has really helped me produce the video work that I'm doing.
Where are you from originally and where did you study?
I was born and raised here in El Paso, Texas. I did my BFA here at UTEP, and then I went for my master's at NMSU.
Mm-hmm. And
who was her professor at UTEP?
Who would that have been? Do you know the man?
Willie Ray Parrish.
how many local artists have made the residency? I mean, there's the same application process,
That's right. It is an international application procedure. We have selection committee members, one in Chicago, one in Santa Fe, and one at large. Mm-hmm. And they select the artists. They rank the applicants every year. And out of the 14 years, we have had about six or seven from the El Paso Juarez area.
Wow. And so it indicates a really competitive.
Very competitive.
Definitely.
And that's excellent. Excellent. Can you tell us what your exhibition will be about, so to speak? That question sounds like such a dumb way to phrase it, but I don't know what else to do.
It's going to be complicated. I do a lot of layering within my work.
I have the easier part of the to ask the question.
I think as a visual artist, there's a lot of layers that I work with. I describe my work, if I was a painter, I'd be painting layers and layers on top of layers on top of layers. So I speak a lot metaphorically about different things. I mean, body politics is one of the things that stick out like a mm-hmm. sore thumb in my work. But gender and religion and food are some of the things I play with. And so within those things, within the idea of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, I'll be tackling all of these different things in the work. So it's definitely very complicated, but it's with art, it's like poetry. How do you tackle all these things in a way that that is flawless, or that it looks what's the word?
I can respect the struggle to explain that which you've created so that you don't have to limit it to language.
Right.
It's just very difficult. You have to see it.
Right.
When I read the description of your work, I thought, oh man, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. then, because the description is okay, through embrace of mimicry and contradiction, uncovers absurdities of social norms. I mean, you got to admit, it's like, oh gosh. Until I started seeing this, if I may refer to your very first image, that's and I'm not even sure how to pronounce it,
Mnemosyne.
Mnemosyne. Okay, I was close. It's a horrifyingly visceral image at first. And okay, describe the creation.
Mnemosyne. I usually call her the salt hood, just for people to understand what they're looking at. So it's a headpiece. It's made out of salt, and it looks like love handles, because I was really trying to create something that opposes the pantyhose. So instead of making the skin really flat, I was really trying to create those bulges. And so Mnemosyne looks like bulges worn on the head with these plugs that are made out of silicone.
Okay. I would have to say I would go for, it looks like a huge conglomeration of sagging breasts with nipples. Okay, let's get real. And it's fascinating and disgusting all at the same time.
So
and
beautiful.
I couldn't stop watching. it was just, the more I watched what you had done, I thought, this is insane genius and serious and laughable all at the same time. And the Lucite platform shoes, absolutely your trademark, it seems. Tell me how you decided on Lucite platforms.
Lucite platforms. Well, they're pedestals. I see them as pedestals, mm-hmm. but they're also really hard to walk on. So it's also
a way
to train the body.
Yeah.
So because I deal with ideas of domesticating mm-hmm. an identity, like what the true self is, I think that the shoes are a perfect metaphor for that.
Yes.
I've also heard people tell me, well, platforms are also significant because they metaphorically speak of not being of this world. And so that's really interesting perspective.
Yes. Would you say that the theme seems to me, the theme throughout what you have online right now is the female persona? I mean,
definitely.
Okay. So and does that hold true in your show that we will see at Loftlight?
Definitely. A lot of the inspiration a lot of things that inspire my work really deal with female goddesses, and Isis is definitely a female goddess. And
yes.
So she's basically the glue that binds men together. So she's the star of the show, but the story is really complicated.
Yes.
So,
your work absolutely defies one's ability to describe it, which is to me part of art. Like they've said about music, if you can describe it, it's not art. So, Willie Ray, where does her work reside in the body of what has been supported by the Border Arts Residency?
Well, the Border Art Residency from the beginning has really sought out work that is cutting edge, that is really on the front edge of what's going on in modernism, or at this point in postmodernism.
Mm-hmm.
So from the beginning, I mean, the selection people that we have choosing artists for us, they are interested in those artists that are really leading the charge in terms of contemporary thinking and the questions that are being asked.
Oh, you have done such a great service to inject the work of wonderful minds like Jessica's into the community and make what they come up with accessible to us. I want to thank my guests today, Willie Ray Parrish, co-founder of the Border Arts Residency, and the current Border Arts resident, Jessica Pisagna Roberts. We'll be seeing her work at Leaping the Bull, a one-day exhibition at the Loftlight Studio, 315 South El Paso Street. That's between Paisano and Overland, Thursday, May the 1st, from 7:30 to 11 p.m. You can RSVP with a $10 donation to epcf.org/gift, or just hand it over when you get there. And in the meanwhile, do yourself a favor, visit both borderartresidency.com and jessicapisagnaroberts.com and settle in for some fun. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.